folks had a chance to see in the Nebraska Department of Transportation website, Facebook page over the last week or so, we had a chance to see the great news that Kurt Vosburg of McCook promoted to Deputy Director of Operations. We've had a chance to talk to Kurt on our airwaves. Kurt, congratulations. Big honor for you. And with NDOT, you've had a lot of great years, and congrats on the promotion.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I very much appreciate that. Yeah, March 2nd, I assumed leadership of our 8 field districts and our operations division and our headquarters in Lincoln. So it was an excellent time for this to happen. We have a really experienced and strong leadership team in place here in McCook, so we won't even miss a beat in southwest Nebraska.
So can you still do things right here from McCook, or are you moving to Lincoln?
Nope, absolutely. I'm going to work out of the district office here in McCook. Mm-hmm. That's something we're going to try. We've never had our executive leadership team work across the state, but with the technology the way it is, it's very easy to participate in the meetings I need to. And then my focus really is on the field district, so I'm going to be traveling across the districts anyway. This will give the western districts a little more focus.
How many years now with NDOT have you been with them now?
You know, Rich, I started as a summer temporary in 1983. I just needed a summer job. I didn't even know what they did at the Department of Roads, and I never looked back. It's been a great career. Some great people work here. It just felt like a family to me.
Wow, you have been through since 83. Holy smokes, a lot of years, and there's been a technology and with the things over the years in the 80s, the 90s, and into the 2000s. You've seen a lot of things pass you by, right?
Oh, yeah. Things have changed dramatically technology-wise, as you said. There's also a lot of things that have changed in road building that allows us to do some really cool things. And then, of course, there's a lot of things that have changed that make it a little more complicated to build roads. There's a lot of federal and state environmental regulations and commitments that we didn't deal with when I first started, but we worked through all those things.
I know we had a chance to talk to Drew Wilson just the other day. We were talking. Drew does a great job over the last couple of years, and talking about all the latest the projects, road projects for the spring and summertime, really throughout the season. And he kind of gave me the heads up that a few changes with him now in a new position. That I think our last report together was his final. He'll be passing the baton on to someone else because he is moving into your old position, I do believe. Is that right?
Yeah, yep. Drew's been with us 18 years. He was our district construction engineer, and that was his involvement with you on Open Line talking about projects. But he's been the district construction engineer for the last 10 years, and he's recently assumed my old position as district engineer for District 7, Southwest Nebraska. And then we just announced just recently that Taylor Wendt, one of our project managers, graduate of South Dakota School of Mines, he's taken Drew's job as a district construction engineer. So, like I said, we're very fortunate to have an experienced team here ready to move into those roles. So it'll be very, very smooth transition.
I know you got a great crew out here in McCook. Kurt, you have a chance to work with those guys. And there's a lot of them, but boy, they do a wonderful job for this area, don't they?
Yeah, we're very fortunate in this part of the state. In addition to Drew and Taylor, of course, you visit with Carrie Scott on our maintenance side of the house. Carrie's our district operations and maintenance manager in McCook. He's been here nearly 40 years. I would place him as one of the foremost leaders in winter operations. He got a lot of experience. So, yeah, we have a very, very strong team here.
It wasn't a little weird this winter, Kurt, that we really didn't have a winter around here, and the guys pushing snow, putting salt and stuff like that, it just didn't happen this winter at all, not much.
It was an easy winter, and my gosh, we'd all like to see some moisture, but it was a great winter for winter operations for a DOT guy.
But I know the spring and the summertime are really important to all the offices around the state. You got a lot of things, a lot of different projects got to be taking place in the spring and summer months too, don't they?
Yeah, this is the time. In fact, just this week, we had a lot of projects across the state kick off that are underway and really, really signaled the start of the construction season.